Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
Hello, I'm Chris Stainis, host of Voices of Women on Transformation Talk Radio. Today we'll be talking about women's spiritual leadership. So I've been gone the last couple of weeks from the show, as we've had our Women Wisdom Conference 2 weekends ago, which was another amazing weekend. And then I was away for a week for a spiritual retreat that I attend every year. So I'm feeling quite renewed and ready to move into what I'm called to manifest this year. My year kind of starts right after the conference, and so I'm looking forward to continuing the show and working on my second book and all that. For the past 5 months, I've been interviewing women leaders who presented at the Women of Wisdom Conference, and it's been a joy to bring these gifted women to you. And now it's my opportunity to introduce you to more powerful women who I know have a great message for you. And today my guest is Kathy Schaaf. So the energy of the sacred feminine is rising globally among women from many diverse spiritual perspectives. Women are engaged in potent conversations at the intersection of feminism and faith, which may be giving rise to a new paradigm of women's leadership. As one of the founders of Women of Spirit and Faith, Kathy Schaaf has been following this thread of conversation around the world. She is one of the original co-founders of Gather the Woman Global Matrix and served on the core leadership of that global community for 5 years. She has anchored numerous collaborative conversations connecting women and women's organizations internationally, including Gather the Woman Congresses on 3 continents, the Transpartisan Dialogue and Constellations of Hope in November 2008, which brought together representatives of 40 North American women's organizations. She is an ambassador for the Parliament of the World's Religions. In 2010, Kathy co-founded Women of Spirit and Faith, an organization to invite the many brilliant threads of feminine spiritual leadership into relationship and to support emerging patterns for transformation. So welcome, Kathy, to Voices of Women.
Well, thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
So we met several years ago at the first Gather the Woman Conference in San Francisco. I forget what year that was.
2003.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was quite a while ago. And
that was years ago already. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And since then, you've continued to work bringing women together. So we have lots in common.
Yes, we do. And you know, that's one of the interesting things I think that I see as a pattern among the women and the many, many women's organizations, that we are, each of us, sort of called to do our work and to bring our gifts in a particular kind of a way. Your vision for what women of wisdom would be, it was different than the vision of what Gather the Women was called to be, was different than the vision of what Millionth Circle was called to be, and on and on and on. And yet each one of us, when we fit all of our little pieces together, there's a very interesting, cohesive pattern that I see emerging as we each bring our unique piece.
Yes, and there's so many more groups doing that. Especially, I think,
hundreds.
With the internet. It's becoming much more visible because
thousands.
Of the internet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So to start off with, I want to know what sparked this in you. Was there a transformational experience or an aha that made you aware that this was your calling?
Yeah, well, like many women, I mean, I've actually spoken to many who can date their wake-up call to the same date as mine, which was 9/11, 2001. On that day, as I watched the towers collapse on my television in my family room in Southern California with my two sons nearby, one of whom was 8 years old and one of whom was 4 years old, I was just overwhelmed with an awareness that the voices of women need to be heard in the world, and that when the voices of women are heard, these kinds of unnecessary, tragic, violent events will not occur any longer. And it was a wake-up call that, I mean, literally within days, I had begun to sort of follow my heart, which led me to a women's conference, which led me to meeting the women who co-created Gather the Women with me within the next, I would say, 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, so that had quite an impact on you. And I think that's what great, I think women are starting to do that, where they are recognizing, you know, if not me, who is going to do this? It's about us stepping up and just connecting with, you just connected with some other women. I remember you put out a call. We got a call, Women of Wisdom, because you created, brought women from all these different organizations to come together to plan that first Gather the Women conference. I remember sitting in someone's house in, was it Oakland, California or somewhere?
Yes, I believe it was. Yes, Joan Kenley's home up in the hills of Berkeley. She hosted an event, a little day-long meeting, and I think we had women from over 20 different organizations who showed up at that gathering, at that day-long, you know, circle of women. And there, I think you're right that there are more and more women who are understanding that you don't have to make some sort of big, grandiose gesture. You don't need a multi-million dollar grant in order to make something happen in the world. That if you just get together with a few women and you pay attention to the intuition, the inspiration that arises when you're together, you will be led to the next step and the next step and the next step. And in the process, you will create change for the people around you, for your community, and I think ultimately for the planet.
Yes, and it doesn't have to be a big thing either. And people think, well, I couldn't organize a conference. That's way beyond me. But you know, we're talking even just what you can do in your home or with your friends, or just getting together and share your stories is a powerful thing. So
it's
a very powerful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think very important for women. So they hear what others are feeling, what they're doing. I think Woman of Wisdom, one of the major things about it is it's a place where people can tell their stories and feel heard. You know, a lot of times we just don't take the time to listen. And so it's a time when people can come together and just focus on the people that are present there and listen to them.
There's a very powerful exchange when one woman has an opportunity to tell her story and another one has the opportunity to deeply listen. That's a gift that flows both ways. And I think women often see themselves reflected in the stories of other women. They come to acknowledge something about their own the value of their own contribution when they begin to see the value of another woman's contribution. And that is a really important thing right now. I think in that the contributions that women make all over the world are very powerful. And yet they often aren't acknowledged by the culture as having a great deal of value, and they almost never are compensated financially, which is a form of valuing. So there's a way that coming together in circles is one way that women can begin to value each other.
Yes, I think that's so important to understand your value and to share that with others. Let other women know how you value them, because we devalue ourselves so much in our minds, our mind talk, that and society, we feel devalued, that our, you know, I know girls grow up thinking that their voices aren't that important because they have felt listened to. And so the women gathering together and doing that is so healing. So we're going to take our first break. You're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. We're going to take a break and we'll come back. We'll talk more with Kathy Schaaf.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis. And that song you heard, Pray Like a Woman, is by Lorraine Bays, one of our Woman of Wisdom participants and lifetime member. So today I have Kathy Schaaf with us. And Kathy, I want to talk about your experience. In 2009, you went to the Parliament of the World's Religions in Australia.
So tell us
about
that.
Yes, I did. Well, the Parliament of the World's Religions occurs every 5 years. So there was this one in 2010. The last one was in 2005 in Barcelona. The next one will be in 2014. And they don't know yet exactly the location for that one. They're in the process right now of working with three different locations around the world to see which one would be the most appropriate site. But in 2009, December, we were gathered in Melbourne, Australia. There were about 7,500 people from around the world, representing all of the world's major faith traditions, and many that I think people have probably not even heard about. There were indigenous wisdom keepers there from all over the world, and there were a week-long event with huge plenary sessions with major keynote speakers like the Dalai Lama, and then hundreds of workshops. And one of the things that was very powerful at this particular parliament was the energy of the feminine. There were conversations about the divine feminine that drew such huge crowds that they would have to be moved to larger spaces every time it was on the agenda. There were constant conversations about the role of women as leaders in religious institutions, about the full inclusion of women in roles such as in the priesthood, in symbolic leadership within the church. There were constant conversations about the challenges facing women, the oppression of women that is often justified for religious reasons. It was the rock star of this parliament, the energy of women, the energy that women brought to the parliament, but also the interest in women's leadership and the emerging roles for women around the world was a major force at this particular parliament.
Well, that's fabulous. And I wonder, I mean, maybe too soon to tell, but what kind of impact do you think that had on the people when they went back to their churches, their organizations? What kind of impact do you think it's going to have?
Well, you know, it is probably hard to tell at this point. So we're about a year, you know, and a little bit after that parliament. And what I can tell you is that the people that I know and remain in relationship with, everyone goes back home with new ideas, with new seeds of possibility, and begins creating. And one of the things that grew out of that parliament for me was the creation of this new organization called Women of Spirit and Faith. I met several other American women at the parliament, women who whom I did not know before, did not work with before in any way, and we began a conversation about the particular challenges and opportunities for women of spirit, for women of faith in North America, in Canada, in the U.S. And out of our conversations has actually grown over the course of a year a new nonprofit organization. And that nonprofit has already anchored several interesting and important events. We had a retreat in November of this past year, November of 2010, at a spiritual retreat center in Southern California where we brought together 25 women spiritual leaders from the U.S. and Canada for 3 days. And our topic was, what is the current pattern of women's spiritual leadership in the U.S. and Canada? What is happening already? And what is emerging on the edges of that community of women? And how can we collectively, all of our different organizations and networks and initiatives and impulses, how can we collectively support the new and exciting things that want to emerge in this community of spiritual women?
So you have the name Women of Spirit and Faith. How does that differ from, you know, religions, churches? You got spirit and faith
yes.
both in your title.
What we observed, or what I'm going to own this, I think, because it really was a powerful observation that I made at the Parliament. One of the first things that anybody would ask me at the Parliament is, what religion are you? And of course, you're at the Parliament of the World's Religions. It's a logical opening, you know, conversation point. And I was not quite sure how to answer that question, because I was raised in a Lutheran church, and there was a point in my life as a young adult where I drifted out of that church, and I did so consciously because it didn't feel right for me anymore. And where I live now spiritually is in many ways in the cracks in between religions. I have some spiritual practices that are from a pagan tradition. I have some spiritual practices that are from an Eastern tradition. I have a kind of a creative spirituality that is my own. And I know many women who could describe themselves the same way.
Oh, yes,
so
including myself.
That is the sort of women of spirit stream of possibility. All of those women who wouldn't really identify themselves with one of the mainstream religions. And then there is a whole nother stream of women who do really identify themselves with a particular faith tradition. They are a Catholic, they are a Buddhist, they are Hindu, and that's very important to them. And so Women of Spirit and Faith is interested in inviting women from all faith traditions and women who think of themselves as deeply spiritual but not necessarily affiliated with a religion.
Yes, and I think more and more people are turning that way.
I think it's true. There is an organization that does all kinds, that does surveys in the religious community. It's called, and it's Pew, P-E-W. And in their most recent survey, unaffiliated was the fastest growing religious identification in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Well, in some respects, it's hard because you don't know where to go. Like you said, you didn't know how to answer that question. I don't know how to answer it either. What religion are you from?
Mm-hmm.
And then creating your own. How do you create your own? And there's so much out there. You've created kind of potpourri, take from different traditions and create your own. And for some people, that might be kind of hard. You know, they don't know where to turn to. So I think there's a lot of these spiritual groups happening now, a lot of women's organizations that have a spiritual base. Woman of Wisdom does. We're not a religion. We don't espouse any religion. We're not pagan or Wiccan or that some people think we are. But
mm-hmm.
we're open to whatever, wherever you come from, whatever your spirit is called to to be with. And it is different these days. You know, so it's interesting where we're sort of seem to be in kind of an interesting transition. Like, not some people know where they're going, and some people don't quite know. And there's so much out there. It's kind of like, well, where do you find this? And so it's,
yeah.
It's, I think
and where are the places? Where can we have conversations about faith that aren't necessarily confined to conversations about religion? And that for me is a really interesting question. I've observed that women, especially North American women, are really hungry for spaces where they can have these kinds of conversations, and where, again, by being in a circle, by talking and listening with other women, it helps them to sift and sort through that journey of finding their own path and maybe naming it and maybe feeling more confident in it. But
yeah,
it feels very engaging to a lot of women.
Yeah, and it's just going to be a couple people coming together. Well, we're going to continue this conversation. I'm Chris Stainis. You are listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we'll talk more about women's leadership.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
The average American spends $16 a day on food, and statistically, 2 out of 3 are considered overweight. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can not only shed those extra pounds on your way to living life at optimal health, you might be surprised to actually save money doing it. Talk to a Take Shape for Life certified health coach who's lost the extra pounds and listen to the passion in their voice and to the story of their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and I have Kathy Schaaf with me today. So, Kathy, can you give people your contact information or your website?
Sure. Womenofspiritandfaith.org is the website for the organization, and you can find out there pretty much everything you need to know about who we are and what we're up to. We're doing a large conference this spring, April 28th to May 1st in San Francisco, called The Alchemy of Our Spiritual Leadership, Women Redefining Power. And you can find out about the conference on the website. And my personal email is my name, which is spelled KATHESCHAAF at cox.net.
Great, thanks. So you just returned from the UN. There was a commission on the status of women in New York. Tell us about that. I'm really interested in what, because that's very recent. It's, you know, the UN. What are they talking about?
Well, the United Nations Commission on the Status of Women meets every year for 2 weeks, usually the last week in February, the first week in March, right around the dates of International Women's Day. And there are official delegations and official meetings within the UN. And then there are hundreds of NGOs, non-governmental organizations, affiliated with the UN, who bring women to New York, who sponsor, who do workshops for the whole 2 weeks in various locations on the perimeter of the United Nations. And so it's a very dynamic time. There are thousands of women who gather from all over the world, and there are workshops on every issue affecting women that you can imagine, on health-related issues, on issues of education. The theme of this CSW was about access for women and girls to technological education. So that women around the world have equal access to all of the benefits of computer technology, the career paths in the sciences and engineering and mathematics that are available, and, you know, in many ways that are predominantly masculine fields. What was really exciting at this CSW, I have attended them now, I think I've attended four of them, beginning in 2007. And what was exciting at this one is that the United Nations has created a new super agency to deal with women's issues. And it is called UN Women. And they, within the last few months, were officially recognized by the United Nations. A new Undersecretary General has been named to head that agency. Her name is Michelle Bachelet, and she is a former president of Chile, and a dynamic, articulate, strong leader. And so this year there was a great deal of optimism and hope and energy around the launch of UN Women, and a lot of discussion about how do we begin to build bridges between grassroots women all over the world and this large, somewhat bureaucratic structure called the United Nations. And there's a lot of hope that UN Women is going to find ways to build those bridges so that the voices of women can be heard at the UN, and so that information about the services, the programs, the initiatives at the United Nations can flow down to grassroots women.
Yeah, that's so important, because that's where the impact really is, how it affects the individuals.
Absolutely. And I think it's very real that in many parts of the world, the day-to-day work of taking care of children, taking care of the elderly, hospicing the dying, educating the community, that work is often done on the ground by women. And it's done whether they're paid or not. It's done whether they're recognized or not. It's done whether they're valued or not. It's still done by them. And there is a level of recognition in the UN at that level that to equip women with the resources that they need to help connect them with one another for support, for nurturing, for sharing information is vital.
Oh yeah, and you talk about their theme this year was on the education, and you know around the globe and in the poorer countries, that's what's going to raise those nations up to a higher standard of when you honor the woman.
It is, and as you can imagine, that is not necessarily something that everyone on the planet agrees with. I think that as women, we are eager to hear those words. We are eager to believe that there's a change a coming, and that women are going to be fully included at all of the levels of decision making and leadership. Whether it's corporate, whether it's government, whether it's local or global. But that isn't necessarily a view that's shared by everyone. And so, going to the UN and hearing the often shocking stories about sex trafficking, about female genital mutilation, about honor killings and bride burnings, and all of the myriad of ways that women are subjugated and subjected to violence around the world, is a very humbling experience. It's both humbling and overwhelming. And yet sitting right next to all of that information is the vitality and the energy that those grassroots women have brought into the room, their determination to make a change. You hear it everywhere. I spoke to women from Tanzania, from Haiti, from all over Europe and Eastern European women, Bosnia, India, and you hear the same vitality and hope. It's very exciting.
Yes, and we need to hear those stories, because if we don't know these women who come from, you know, horrific situations that you mentioned, and yet they're rising above it to raise women up to a higher, to be visible, to be leaders, to come out of that, you know, the sex trafficking and all that other things. If we don't hear those stories that people are working to change this, we can just sort of fall under that trap of, there's nothing I can do to change it. What can I do? I'm just here.
I'm just, you know, one person. And these are huge issues. And it's absolutely true. They are huge. They are huge challenges. And yet, we saw just in the last several weeks the incredible impact that grassroots people had in the situation in Egypt, and a change that came about remarkably quickly, because of a confluence of events and because people got involved. And so I think the message that I come away with every time I go to the UN is we can't become paralyzed by the big picture of how big these problems are. What we can do is, you know, get up in the morning and figure out what are my, to use the words of a woman I spoke with the other day, she's writing a book, her name is Pat Farrow, she's writing a book called Sacred Marching Orders. And what are my sacred marching orders? And to get up and put one foot in front of the other and do what you can do. Just like the women from India and Tanzania are doing.
Yes, and it's, you know, taking it to your personal life. What can you do in changing your own life to know that in doing that, doing our inner personal work will affect the world? It all has
yes.
an effect on everything. And so just looking around you, what you can do, whether it's, you know, recycling and water conservation and those kinds of things, and also just setting up women's circles so women around you have a chance to have these conversations, or study groups, learning about what's happening around the world and how you can connect. I imagine there's even groups where you can connect with women from other countries so that we get educated. It's wonderful that the people that are standing up now and realizing the power they have, that grassroots efforts that, you know, we saw in Egypt, that is mm-hmm. such a lesson to all of us. So we're going to come back and talk more with Kathy Schaaf. So thank you for listening, and we'll be right back with Voices of Women.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets, where true wellness begins.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
1230 WPLQ.
So welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Kathy Schaaf. And Kathy, so what do you see on the horizon for women in the coming decade? Where are we going?
Oh, well, I really do feel that there has been a shift, a tangible shift within the last I would say 8 to 10 months, that where a world of possibilities has opened up for women. The launch of UN Women is one aspect of that in one arena of activity. The Parliament of the World's Religions and the discussions that I have been a part of about how to bring women's voices, women's leadership, a discussion about the full inclusion of women there at the 2014 Parliament. It's like everywhere I turn these days, I am seeing evidence that the world is truly ready now for women's leadership. And we, you and I both know, we've been watching the women get ready over this last decade. We've been watching all these different kinds of organizations experimenting with how to work together, how to collaborate, how to co-create, how to manifest, how to nurture one another. And we've spent these last 10 years now individually as women getting ready to step into this place of leadership. So the short answer to your question is that I think that we are going to see over the next 5 years remarkable, rapid changes in the way that women are viewed in the world, in the way that women's voices are brought forward in the world, in the roles that women play in key leadership positions. One of the women at the UN on a panel said, it's not enough that we have a chair at the table. Now we need to change the shape of the table. And I think we're going to begin to see that happen too. That the feminine principles, as your radio show says, this isn't just for women, it's for everyone, because feminine qualities and feminine principles can help to balance this planet right now. And I think we're going to begin to see feminine principles making changes. They already are making changes in corporations and in big bureaucratic, you know, formerly patriarchal structures.
Yeah, and sometimes we can't see that, and it may feel like that is moving so slow and changing so slow, and it depends on the company probably. But if we're starting to see little changes or starting to even just feel the energy shifting, that there's an opening, it's going to continue and grow. And I think it's really up for women to be supporting other women in this, and instead of the competitive, you know, we can see it in elections and things, how women get torn down and women not supporting other women. And we need to be supporting women who are willing to step up into leadership, even if ourselves don't feel like we're a leader and aren't able to do that. Support the women around you who want to.
Well, I think that's a big frontier right now for women. One of the questions we're going to be considering at our alchemy gathering is, how do we stand for the greatness of each other? And I think that's a really powerful frontier for women right now, for women to really step up and nurture one another, support one another generously, unselfishly, support your sister in what she's doing. Even if if you're writing a book and you hear about your colleague who's writing a book, support her, encourage her, say prayers for the success of her book. because that paradigm of abundance is the paradigm that women need to shift into. I think that's the other frontier here. And it's directly related to women supporting one another, is if we can begin to live in a paradigm of abundance, then there's enough to go around for everybody. And we can genuinely celebrate our sister's success.
Yes, and sometimes our voice goes, oh, they did this, and we compare ourselves and go, well, I can't do that. Even in my Woman Wisdom book, it's kind of like, well, there's so many books out there on the feminine. Why would I do my book? Well, my book's going to touch people in a different way because we all have a different voice.
That's right.
And we need to. Yes, we need to start.
I mean, I know 100 women who have either just completed a book or are looking for a publisher for their book. And I genuinely wish them all the best because the world needs all those books. The world needs every message. And there is some reason why you were called to do your book, why you were called to create Women of Wisdom. And it's divine. It's important. And you can feel that sense of accomplishment at all that you've done, all the lives you've touched.
Yeah, and it's been quite a few, and it is a divine. I'm just a channel of it. It really is divine vision. So I want to just for our last minute here, tell us about the conference. It's in San Francisco, April 28th to May 1st. So what's going to happen there?
There is we have several wonderful keynote speakers. Sister Joan Chittister, who was one of the most compelling voices at the Parliament of the World's Religions, and Naomi Tutu, who is the daughter of Desmond Tutu and a remarkable activist both in South Africa and here in the U.S. And our third keynote speaker is Valerie Carr, a Sikh young woman who is a filmmaker who created a film in the wake of 9/11 called Divided We Fall. We're also going to hear from over a dozen other featured leaders in unique kinds of panels that we're calling leadership conversations. We're going to have workshops. We're going to have fun and play and sacred space and labyrinth walks and lots of inspiration and information and many opportunities for circle dialogue and engagement so that every woman's voice can be heard.
Yeah, that's so important. I know Woman Wisdom is going to be one of the co-sponsors, and we'll be putting that word out there. And a few of us from the council are hoping to attend. I hope I can attend. It sounds fabulous. It's just great when people from all over the country come together and do this work. And so I wish you all the success. And I want to thank you, Kathy, for your work, bringing women together and really going out there, you know, to the UN, to Australia, to the Parliament of Religions. You know, you're really been putting yourself out there for the last 10 years. So I want to commend you for that.
It's been fun, which I'm sure you can relate to. It's hard work at times, and it's also really fun to co-create with other women.
Yes, I love the co-creation part. So I want to leave everyone with this thought today, to allow the space in your life for the emergence of the divine guidance and collective wisdom to blossom. And as you nurture your leadership capabilities, discover how you can contribute to the redefining of power in our society, particularly for women. So this is Chris Stainis. I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. Thank you, Kathy, for being a part of this hour. If you'd like to contact me, you can go to my website, womenofwisdom.org. You can contact me there or my website, wisewomanpublishing.com. I'm the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. You can experience the many voices of the divine feminine through reading the book, and you can purchase it at womenofwisdom.org, which helps support Women of Wisdom. You can sign up for the newsletter and receive all our about our events and our news and stories that women share. You can sign up for the newsletter at womenofwisdom.org. And if you're in the Seattle area or Western Washington, join us for our monthly events. We now are putting on monthly
community Women of Wisdom dinners, putting on the WOW. Our first one is March 31st, and we have a community connection workshop day for March 19th. So thank you for tuning in to Voices of Women. Please join me every Friday at 1 o'clock Pacific Time, where I will have conversations with powerful women to inspire you.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.